Sounds good. All right, we got about 15 minutes to record.
All right, cool.
All right, we're live.
All right.
How's it going, guys?
Good, how's it going?
Hey, guys. Good. Me and Clay just recorded a short little podcast because we were bored and Jay had to leave for a second, so.
I'm back now and it's good to be here.
You just wanted to get that. We have a tiny dog. It's like that big in here.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it to survive. It's got a cleft palate and it doesn't look much like a dog. It looks like a micro hippo with hair.
Micro.
What kind of dog is it?
It's like a Weimaraner and something else mixed.
So like a mutt?
Something. Well, no, it's purebred dogs, but it's something. It's things that should not be mixed together. I'm pretty sure that's why it's like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Don't you just love purebred?
Every 2 hours, you gotta stick a tube in its throat.
Do the other ones in the litter, or not litter, but you know, the, is it called
litter? Yeah, it's called a litter.
A puppy litter? Yeah. Puppy. I was thinking kitten litter.
No.
That's a different thing.
I don't know if they survived or not. I don't really know.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking of this podcast, we can cover our trip, because that was exciting.
Oh, yeah.
And
still thinking about it.
Still thinking about it, yeah. We had a lot of weird experience. That was the longest period of time where I consecutively had weird experience, or consistently had weird experience.
The whole thing seemed like a dream.
It did.
The reason I went there is to find snakes. And not only did we find snakes, we found multiple of everything we wanted to see. Like, all we had to do was ask for it, and the universe,
that's there was. That's pretty much what happened. We pretty much found everything we wanted and more.
Yep. And it's just weird. Everything was weird in general.
Yeah. We met some weird people. The people were the weird ones. I don't think we should talk about all of them. The certain people that me and you were probably thinking were a little bit different. But we could talk about the Waffle House person. We could talk about the other Waffle House person.
I think we need to talk about the two we're both thinking of.
Oh, you think so? You think so? I don't want you to watch the podcast.
Keep it PG.
It's not bad.
It's just, it's hilarious. And if they watch the podcast, there's no way they're going to know who we're talking about.
Really?
Really?
You don't think they'll know who we're talking about?
I don't know.
Okay, well, anyway.
We don't know their names. We'll just make it really vague.
We'll call him Greg.
Vanessa and Brad. Oh, wait. You're talking about the other guys.
Yeah.
You're not talking about the people on the hillside.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
I agree with you there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I didn't want to talk about the other guys. Yeah, I definitely want to talk about the two lovers. That was epic.
You said the grassland lovers.
The grassland lovers.
Yeah. Okay, where do we start?
We need to elaborate for people. Get weirded out.
We can't elaborate. You got to stay tuned if you want us to elaborate. They were loving all over that grass. All right, so we can start from the beginning. Well, this trip I mainly was like just along for the ride on this one. Normally I try to plan, but this one I was just like, you take it, Jay. So he pretty much planned the whole thing.
Yes, I planned the trip over the course of about a month or two, and it was basically just to go to Tennessee and Kentucky and North Georgia, those states, to look for milk snakes and king snakes and a few salamanders. And we found everything. We knocked everything out of the park. Everything we could have possibly asked for, we saw
everything.
So that's kind of weird. Usually when I go looking for something like that out of state, I don't find it. So it was a nice change. But that wasn't the weirdest thing by any means, because between herping expeditions, we went into towns and met some interesting people.
We met so many interesting people.
Also, let me elaborate. I did not come with them during the first herping portion.
Yeah, you got there a little bit later.
You met us later.
Yeah.
So, the first day, nothing weird happened the first day, did it?
No, not really. I ate some ravioli in a culvert under a road, but that's about the weirdest thing that happened.
Culvert under the road? When did you do that?
Yeah, When we were at the campsite, I walked down the little road there, and there was a culvert that I was exploring, and I was eating my ravioli in a can. That's the only thing we had, so I was just dumping it on my face.
Yeah, that was pretty much what we didn't have spoon. Well, I have a secret spoon, but I didn't tell you about it.
You didn't tell me about it.
Because I didn't want him licking my spoon, so I had a secret spoon that I hid away from myself. I didn't want to tell you this, but I actually had a fork, too.
I knew you did. I knew you don't leave house without a fork.
I stirred my coffee with a spoon, and I ate my ravioli with a fork, and I didn't want to share. Somebody who was around, I'd eat my ravioli out of the can.
Yeah.
Actually, the first day when you were eating it, I don't think I remembered that I had a spoon.
Sure.
If I did, it was after we finished eating. And then I was like, well, I'm in it now. I can't tell him now.
Well,
if you'd have asked and said, do you have a secret spoon? I'd have said yes, but...
Well, I should have said the word secret, because I asked if he had a spoon multiple times, and he never gave him
a
spoon.
But if I had, like, spoons for everybody, I didn't have spoons for everybody, I had spoons for me.
One other person showed up, and she pulled up, as I was eating, I was coming out from under the cover, eating ravioli.
It was terrifying.
Yeah. But, the first couple days we spent on Pigeon Mountain, in North Georgia, and it was really cool. There was a cave there that we explored everything.
That was an epic spot. I love that cave. That was so cool.
And the campsite was completely free.
Yeah, so as long as you had a hunting or fishing license, or you had a WMA land pass.
Yeah, it was a WMA, so you could just go there and basically show up as long as you had one of those things and camp there.
And we did get stopped, so don't think you can go on there without a land pass or a fishing license.
Good idea to have one, because we did get stopped.
Yeah, he was very nice. He was very cool. He was like, you could tell he did it all sly. He was like, hey guys, what you here for? And he was like, where are you from? Like, just so he could probe us. To see if we had a Georgia fishing license, and then he was like, "Well, you got your fishing license," or
I'm going like, "Do do 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 do."
Yeah, it was very smooth. But I was like, "I see what you're doing."
Yeah,
but we had it. So we didn't have to have it like printed or anything. Even though I didn't have a printed copy, I just showed it to it. We both did showed it to our phone. Yeah. And he was cool with it. He was like, "As long as you have a proof of purchase or something like that."
Mm-hmm.
And you had just bought it like that day.
Yeah, because, well, we did it on the way up.
Yeah. Or not that day, because when he asked us, that was like the third day or something like that. Because we stayed there, what, 4 days?
Something like that.
So, yeah. And look, it was real nice up there, because in the mornings I'd wake up, and most of the time y'all would be leaving as I was waking up. Or one time you woke me up, and I chopped you in the face.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? I was half asleep, and I woke up, and I was like this, and his face was over, like, looking at me, and I went... I didn't hit him hard, though, because I was awake enough to know not to break his nose or anything.
Oh, my gosh. But I don't recall that. I'm sure it happened.
You don't recall that? I remember it. Yeah, unless I dreamed it, which is very possible.
I know... I really enjoyed the mountain, because, I mean, it was awesome. We camped right by the cave. And plus you could drive up the road and see the top of the mountain and everything. And every target, every animal we see on the trip, we found on Pigeon Mountain, except for the mud snake.
Mm-hmm.
But so
mud snake, we had to have a special guy to take us to.
The Pigeon Mountain salamander, cave salamander, milk snake, and the black king snake were all on Pigeon Mountain. We found them within the first couple days.
Yeah, the cave was amazing. That was so cool. I wish you'd been there, Clay, because we got to take you back there, because it's such an epic, like... You go down in this deep, dark tunnel.
And there's so many different ways to go. Like, you have to be able to find your way back out.
We took a long rope so that we could find our way out. And I actually recommend taking a longer rope. I think we had 150 feet.
Yeah, when we ran out, we turned around.
Yeah, and we had, I think you had 2 lights, I had 3 lights, and extra batteries. So we had plenty of lights, plus our phones. So we made sure we were not, because when you turn that light off, like, it's... You can't see a thing.
Nothing.
It's not like your eyes can adjust. There's just
no light to pick up on whatsoever. Yeah. And there's parts we had to, and the last part, we crawled on our bellies in this little tiny squeeze. Like, the only way you could fit through is by just wiggling through there on your belly.
Yeah.
We squeezed into this room that opened up, and there was fossils everywhere on the ceiling.
Fossils were so cool. They were like... You look up and there's like just stone above you, and so you're just looking and you're feeling around and seeing little ancient sea creatures all over the... It looked like sea creatures to me. I might have a picture of one I can put up, but they're like little spiral things and little seashells and all sorts of cool stuff. And that cave, they said, goes about 6 miles.
Mm-hmm.
6 miles down the...
It's one of the longest caves in the world, apparently. Or at least in the U.S.
It's the 30th 33rd longest cave in the world, which doesn't sound like a lot, but that's a lot. There's a lot of caves.
Yeah.
So that's pretty big. Apparently there's like a secret room at the end of the 6 miles that like only the elites can get to or something like that.
Some of it was sketchy. Like we had grappling hooks to rappel down walls and stuff. I mean, we'd never done this either.
Yeah, we'd never done this.
I'd only been in one cave before by myself, and it was nothing like this.
I've only been in one cave before, and it was a tour of a cave. So,
that's the only kind of thing. Yeah.
The tour, I went on a tour one time. It's at Ruby Falls, if anybody wants to go. That was amazing. I loved that. That was so cool. But this was like, it was almost a different experience. I don't know how to...
I mean, you're by yourself.
Yeah.
It's so different because there's the factor of you don't know if you're going to be able to get back out.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd call it like better or worse because I really enjoyed being in the Ruby Falls because, and it wasn't like I was scared I wasn't going to be able to get back out. This was like exploration. Like, we didn't know what was around the next corner.
You didn't have anyone telling you what everything was or where it's going to be.
Yeah.
You would expect.
It was pretty neat. After we got back out of there, we stayed like one more day because, no, that was the lot. We stayed overnight and then left the next day. We went,
all day in the cave.
We stayed in the car the next night. That was horrible. That was horrible.
It's not as bad as some car sleeps I've had, but we stayed at a truck stop where we could get showers and everything. And it was my first time doing that. It was really awkward. I was like, can I buy a shower?
Well, I had never done it either, but I walked up there and I was like, so how much are showers? I was trying to be all smooth. I was like, how much are showers? And he was like, $12. And I was like, so do I that's where my suave fell apart. I was like, so do I get a towel? He's like, it comes with towels and a floor mat. And I was like, oh, okay, thanks. And then I bought it and I walked over to where he said to go and hand the lady the ticket. And I was like, can I go get my stuff? And she was like, sure, sweetie, go ahead. And I was like, okay, thank you. My smoothness just completely flushed down the drain. But you walk into these showers and it's like a throne room.
I wasn't expecting it. It was perfect. It was awesome.
It was awesome. You walk in and there's just like this toilet sitting there and you got this... this huge room that you can just walk around in. It's spick and span clean. Like, it was great.
Yeah.
I bet you wish you'd have waited to go to the bathroom until you got in there, because you actually spent some time in the public restroom.
Yeah, peasants.
peasants restroom. You get your own private bathroom. It's amazing. And the showers, it has, I guess yours and mine are the same. It has a shower head up here and a shower head down here.
I think so.
So you could like get a full body wash and rinse. They had soap in there. It was not good soap. It was like hand soap that you bathe with.
Yeah.
It was like little pumps that you scrub your hair with. And the guy, did he warn you? He told me, he was like, you can use it on your hair, but it's not good. Did he say that?
He didn't say it to me.
He told me that. He was like, I must have looked like I cared about my hair or something like that. Because I had the bandana on, I think, because I didn't look like I cared very much. But he was like, I don't know if you care about your hair or not, but that shampoo or that soap doesn't work very well for shampoo, so you might want to bring some. And I was like, oh, okay, I don't really care. So
I think we're skipping part, though, because on the way up, that was in Tennessee.
Yeah, that was in Tennessee.
Because I told you to find a place for us to stay for the night, and you so happened to find a place right by the spot I wanted to herp the next morning.
Yeah. So I'm just kind of trying to hit the highlights. What if you see any highlights that I'm missing? I don't remember what happened.
Well, what I was going to say is before that, we stopped at Waffle House.
Oh, that. Okay. I was thinking that was after. We stopped before. Okay. So I'm a little bit, like, my timeline's a little bit off. Now, the first Waffle House.
We were
the
like
pyromaniac.
Yeah.
That was the guy.
Yeah, because we were like, so when we left the mountain, we went and hiked somewhere else, and we were going to do another cave, but it was closed that day because of white nose syndrome in bats.
I forgot about that cave. Yeah. Well, I didn't forget about it, but I forgot that was when it happened. We wanted to go in that cave so bad.
Really cool looking cave.
Yeah, it was so cool, but we couldn't go. It had this huge, I think I have a video of it. It had this, like, it was basically this stream running out of a cave, and then there was this huge overhang, like
Pigeon Mountain, the cave there, it was basically a hole in the ground.
It was a
you
hole
had
in
to drop in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally a hole in the ground. This one had like a huge mouth to it. It was like a big, cool-looking cave out of a movie.
It's like right? From The Hobbit.
Yeah, yeah. And there were two of them. Yeah. There were two. The first one didn't have a river running out of it, but I think it had water running in it, but we couldn't see because we didn't go in it.
Yep. Now, what is white nose syndrome for bats?
I believe it's a fungal thing that people track in from other caves, the cavers get, mm-hmm. on their shoes. And it, for a while, people were doing it, and it was making bats like go extinct in certain caves because they were tracking this stuff. It's like... kind of like coronavirus for bats, I guess. Mm-hmm. And they were spreading it all over the place.
And they're a little pandemic.
Yeah, bat pandemic. So they stopped letting people go in the caves at the times when bats are using them most. So
that was that wasn't such a hard hike to get in. That was a hard hike out for me. I don't know why it was so hard. Well,
it
seemed
longer coming out.
It did. It seemed like it took twice as long coming out. But it was like... very rocky. You were basically climbing up the mountain to get out. I think it wouldn't have been so bad if it had been the hard part was coming in. The hard part was going out, so we were already tired.
When we hiked in, I thought we were going to go up from there, but we were on top of the mountain when we hiked in. So we hiked down to the cave because I remember walking up to a cliff. I was like, whoa, I'm up. I thought it was down.
Yeah,
so,
we just walked. You walked through the woods, and all of a sudden, there's a drop-off. Yeah, you're like, oh, okay.
The cave was down below that. That's basically the top of the cave mouth.
Yeah.
We were.
And I was ahead of you, of course, because every time I would keep walking, and he would be herping. So when I got to there was a fork in the road, I left a little light for you.
Yeah.
I was like, I hope he sees this and knows which direction to go. And you did. You followed it.
Yeah.
We found... you found me, but... that was an epic cave. I wanted to go back to that, and eventually I want to go back to that. So
yeah,
we can
eventually
explore it and see it again, because that was really cool.
Yeah.
But when we got to Waffle House.
Yeah, so when we left there, we had to find somewhere to eat, and the typical herper destination to eat at is Waffle House, because it's open 24/7. So
Waffle House. Sponsor of herping. Not really,
so we found the closest Waffle House that was on the way, and... I think we'd made it in Tennessee at this point, and we stopped at this random little Waffle House in the middle of nowhere, and across the road from it, there was this, what was it, a smokehouse?
I think it was a hotel. It was like a wooden hotel that was called the smokehouse. Maybe it had a restaurant in it or something.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a restaurant, but maybe it was. I don't know.
Well, did you see the building next to it?
I didn't really pay attention.
It was like a log hotel, like a log... it looked like a log cabin, but huge and hotelish.
Yeah.
So I assumed that it was that. Maybe it was a restaurant. It was burned to the ground, so we couldn't really tell.
Yeah, it was right across from the Waffle House anyhow, and it was completely burnt to the ground. Like, just pieces of building laying there, and it looked like a disaster.
Yeah.
So when we got into Waffle House, and we sat down, and we were ready to eat, the guy that was serving us walked up, and... he was the coolest character to me.
he was pretty neat. He was charismatic. He was very attentive as a Waffle House employee. He was like making conversation with us, and he seemed like a cool dude.
But it escalated quickly.
Let me tell you, he really had some opinions about that burnt down building.
Yeah. Who he reminded us of was Ginger Billy. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of him. I'm about to play a little clip of him.
Yeah. Let me hear this, because I wasn't here for this part.
Yeah,
so.
Here, his voice sounded like this guy, the way he talked, his dialect. Maybe I can put it up on the screen in like a little.
Yeah, box. Let me see if I can find Ginger Billy.
Ginger Billy.
Ginger Billy.
Where there's a field, Dollar General will be.
Oh, that guy.
I haven't seen this one. My lawnmower's cooler than your lawnmower. So.
This guy. Oh, gosh.
Lay back, chill while you cut your grass in your wrong beard. All you gotta do is pull that hand. Now I'm chilling while cutting the grass.
that's what this guy sound like in the
really?
Show. Exactly what he sound like.
So he's real country.
Truly, when I'm cutting the grass.
I don't know, something about the way he carried his voice or something just reminded us both of this guy.
I think it's also the crazy look in his eye, because this guy looked insane. And he was like, I used to be a volunteer firefighter. Y'all see that building over there?
Yeah.
And he would stare off into nowhere while he was talking with his eyes like bugging out of his head.
Yeah.
He's like, all rough cut timber, all soaked in oil. I told him it'd be perfect to borrow and burn down.
Yeah. So we ain't never gonna get enough water to burn it down. I told him we had a meeting.
I told him.
we had a meeting. We said if we had that burned down, we have enough water. I told him we didn't have enough water. We can't put that fire out. That's a lot of wood right there. It's rough cut timber.
He's like, what do you know? He burned down.
And they couldn't stop it.
They couldn't stop it. And I knew we burned that good.
It's not until later we realized this guy probably burned this building down.
It really seemed like he burned it down.
He wanted to prove a point. Because this guy, we didn't really think about this until later, but he was describing how it would burn down, why it burned so good, why they couldn't stop it.
The different types of fuel in there.
The different types of like, yeah. And he was saying how there were several different counties around, but he figured that with all of them put together, doesn't matter how many fire trucks you got, if you can't get enough water, you won't be able to put it out. And like he had this down to a science of how he was going to burn down this building.
Oh my god, we have no proof, but yeah. Just going off what we heard.
He also was very interested in fire hoses. He's like, if you get this 3-inch hose. And you better, there's a special way you hold it. He's putting his legs in the air.
Yeah, he's like demonstrating how
to hold the, and he was like, you got that 4-inch hose, and then, oh my gosh, you got to get like 3 people to hold it. You see, you don't want to get that 5-inch hose out, because then you got to get it back in. He's like, that 5-inch hose is heavy. You don't want to get that 5-inch hose. He was so
really intense.
It really was.
Didn't you say he was like, that place is like a candle?
Yeah, he's like, that place is like a candle.
Yeah. I ain't no way it ain't going up in flames. Yeah, he was.
And that was amazing. I was sitting there quietly. Like,
Really? Yeah, bro, totally. He's gonna burn down. Help. So we didn't see it as odd. Well, I mean, it was odd, but we didn't see it as like, this is a pyromaniac at the time.
Yeah, but pretty sure he's a firefighter. He knew exactly how to light.
He knew exactly what he was gonna do in that building. He wanted to see it burn.
It's just the look in his eye. He would randomly start staring off at the building through the window. See, he's wearing a mask, so you just see his big, crazy eyes.
Gosh, that probably didn't make it any better.
No. This guy was awesome, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn Clay up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when we went to the truck stop, right?
Yeah, then we went to the truck stop, bathed, and...
And slept in that horrible, horrible, horrible car.
Hey, at least it wasn't hot. I slept in a hot, horrible car before.
I slept in a cold, horrible car before. When I was going from Seattle, I showed you the videos of it being below freezing, like ice forming on the inside of the windshield. That's no fun either.
Yeah, but not.
But I hate sleeping in cars. I did it all the way back from Seattle, driving from Seattle to Georgia, and that was horrible. It wasn't as bad as that Tractor Supply night. I don't know if I just hadn't done it in a while and I knew what to expect, but for some reason, like, my knees were getting sore. I couldn't get comfortable. Of course, that's just sleeping in a car. You just can't get comfortable. But at least I had a mattress I could get on. We took turns on the mattress when we went from Seattle. So there were 3 of us, and we really only 2 of us used the mattress. But anyway, I don't like sleeping in cars is what I've determined.
Not fun.
If you sleep in cars, bring an air mattress. Do not think you're going to sleep in a car for any amount of time in the front seat, because that's horrible. But, so the next day we were actually thinking we were going to have to sleep in the car again, didn't we?
Yeah, we herped all day and found what we wanted to find. And then we had to find another place to sleep.
Thankfully, my lovely mother helped me find a place to sleep, because I was going to sleep in the car and just deal with it. But Mama found us a camping spot, thank God, because I didn't know. You wouldn't think camping on, like, well, we have hammocks, so it's a lot more comfortable than sleeping in a car.
Yeah, if you guys didn't know, hammocks are the way to go. Forget a tent.
That hammocks. They're so easy to set up and take down. They're comfortable. Yeah. As long as there's... not mosquitoes, then you make sure you have like a thermosel or something, which we did, thankfully.
And you can line the inside of them.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm talking about like camping hammocks. Mm-hmm. So you can wrap up in like a burrito.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I recommend putting something under you so the mosquitoes don't bite you on the butt.
Yeah, that's so fun.
I recently bought a mosquito net hammock, so it has protection over you. I didn't have the dang thing on the trip because it was supposed to come the day we left, and it didn't get there in time. So we had to leave without, I had a new hammock. I had a tarp to go over my hammock, like a nice tarp. Well, what we had was kind of like Walmart tarps.
Yeah.
I bought a nice tarp in the mail. Had a nice climbing rope and a nice battery pack to charge our phones. And none of that, I didn't have any of that when we went on the trip.
Next time.
So I have cool stuff now. But I just had a basic hammock, which worked fine. And it was comfortable. So, and I have a 0-degree sleeping bag, which did get hot. Because that sleeping bag keeps you warm, but sometimes a little too warm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But after that night, did anything eventful happen that day? What did we do that day before we camped?
We just went to the Cedar Glades and herped.
With the group?
No.
That wasn't the day of the group, no.
No, we just walked around. Yeah, we just walked around and did stuff, and then what did we do? We just went and camped.
That day before we camped, I pretty much took a nap the entire time you heard.
Slept in the car, yeah.
So. And I took a nap, and he went off and explored and was looking for snakes and stuff and other stuff. And I took a nap, and I woke up like an hour later, and I was like, I better call him because I kind of don't have any idea where he went or any way of tracking him. So I called you, and you didn't answer, and I was like, well, shoot. I didn't know what to do. I was like, I guess I'll just go back to sleep. And if he's not here when I wake up, then I guess I'll do something about it. But
it's kind of unnerving because the day before that we saw bear claws on a log in the woods.
Yeah. Yeah. So I you did end up calling me back. So you were alive. He did call me back a few minutes later.
Yeah.
But I was like, I don't know how to, like, I wish we had some kind of tracking devices on each other so we could find each other if we got lost, but we didn't, but we survived.
Yep.
It was all good, but that night we camped, it was actually a state park, and you actually took a shower there, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, yeah, kind of. It was cold. It wasn't very shower worthy, but yeah, kind of.
He got wet under a water hose, basically.
Kinda, yeah.
But they did have showers, but they weren't warm showers.
No, they were not very nice. I wasn't clean either. I much preferred the truck stop ones.
Yeah, truck stop's the way to go. They're nice. People think truck stops are shady, but they're clean.
If you go to the right one.
Yeah, we went to like Love's truck stop.
Yeah.
And that was nice. Well, what part of the story do you want to go to next? I don't remember what happened next.
Well, I think chronologically, the next thing that happened was the old grassland. If you want to jump to that, but
well, let's see. We didn't go to the. That was before we ended up at the hotel, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we can go to that.
I think that's what happened next. Because the next day, what do? We found everything in the Cedar Glades, and we were like, "Where are we gonna go?"
And we must have gone there.
I think we went there.
So it was like this. It wasn't even a state park. It was like a regular.
I talked to Alec. Alec was the guy we were supposed to meet go herping. We met him once before this point, but he kind of went off, had to do other stuff before I met him again. But later on the trip, I talked to him about it. He was like, that's not even a great place. We went there to see rattlesnakes. He was like, it's not even a good place to see rattlesnakes. The only reason there's a bunch of records there on iNaturalist is because so many people go there. And there's like a few rattlesnakes that people see over and over.
But we got there. We pulled up. There's like a path you drive down, and this poor lady had, there was a curve, and we're up in the mountains, so like there was a little bit of a drop off on one side of the curve. It wasn't anything bad, it was just like the pavement and the dirt weren't level.
Yeah.
So this lady tried to turn around on the curve for some reason. Like, there were plenty of places to turn around.
Her car did not have high clearance either.
No, it was a very low sedan. And for some reason, she decided to turn around right there, and the front two tires went off the edge of the concrete, and so she was stuck there, like, tires hanging off the concrete, couldn't get off, and was blocking the road, because this road was like a I would call it a single lane. Maybe you could fit two cars on it.
Yeah.
But it looked like a single lane road, so it was pretty narrow.
And we were trying to drive up this mountain. It's basically like, it was in like a kind of a populated area. There's a bunch of people there. It wasn't a state park. It was just some kind of park.
Yeah, some kind of
on park. A random mountain in Tennessee.
Yeah.
It was surrounded by like a nice neighborhood.
So we get out of the car. We park our car off on the side. We go to try to help this lady. There's people surrounding her. And we can't get it because the car is just too dang heavy. We try to lift it. It's just too dang heavy. We can't do anything about it. So we, by the time we get through trying to help her, there's like a line of cars. So we go and we tell everybody, you know, this is going to be a while. So you got to call a tow truck. You know, you might as well back up. And so everybody backed up and left.
I'm just going to go
do some real quick. You're going to feed the puppy?
Yeah, we have a puppy.
No, I'm just going to put the milk on the heater.
Oh, okay. You got to heat milk. So we drive up. After we get there trying to help her, we drive back down the hill. And we go and... We go and hike some trails, I believe. And our car's parked at the bottom of the hill. So then we decide we're going to go back up the hill and see if that lady's still there and see if we can drive past her. Well, we get up the hill a little ways and we notice that there's like a bunch of cars still there.
Yeah, and we had to find a place to park.
Yeah,
right? We went up and the lady was still there.
Yeah, so, yeah, so. We couldn't... Yeah, we went up and the lady was still there. We needed to find a place to park, so we pulled off just on the side of a... So on the side of the road.
On the side of the road, because that's where everyone was parking. And it, there was not many spaces. So I just took the first one.
Yeah, we didn't really put a whole lot of thought into where we're parking.
Right, that's a crucial thing in this
story. Yeah, this is crucial. That we parked beside this lovely grassy hill.
There. Yeah, side of the mountain, going up. You look out, and it's just a beautiful grassy
meadow. It's beautiful. And when we first pull up, we kind of look over and we notice that there is some couples, you know, sitting on the side of the hill. Well,
having a picnic.
Yeah, just having a picnic sitting there. And Jay made a comment. He was like, oh, that is.
Is there multiple couples or only one?
Originally, there were multiple ones. I think at this point, there's only one couple.
Okay.
Yeah. But we had seen them before. But we didn't pay any attention to them.
There was one sitting right there, like, that we could see easily from across, like, oh, and just, you know.
Yeah.
And then, so. Where it gets interesting is I told Colton I wanted to show him a video.
Yeah. So we're watching you pull up the video. I don't even remember what the video was about.
It was V-Shred, that guy, the scam.
Scam. Yeah, it was a fitness video about how he's no good and stuff. But so he's showing me a video. I grabbed the phone and put it on the dash, and I think I started eating a taco I had.
So we're parked here on the side of this meadow, and you put the phone up there, leaning it up against the glass of the windshield.
So we're just like sitting there watching the video. I'm eating a taco, watching the video, I guess we glanced up.
When I glanced up, I saw the couple was still sitting there. But the thing this time is when I looked up, the dude was making out with
her. They were making out hard.
When I say this, I mean like he was eating her face off.
They were swallowing her. It was so weird. It was like the most intense making out I've ever seen.
Me wanting to make Colton uncomfortable, I was like, hey, dude, look. So he looked up from the video as well, and he sees it, so we both look back to the phone.
Yeah.
Well, not long after that, you know that feeling you get when you're being stared at really hard? I got that feeling. And I looked up and I made eye contact with this guy.
We didn't realize it, but that phone, the way it was positioned, it looked like Jay was staring right at them. If you were to take away that phone, he would be looking directly
at the couple.
So the phone is right here where the couple are.
Yeah. So I look up from the phone for just half a second because I feel like I'm being stared at, and sure enough, it looks like I'm staring at this dude and he's staring back at me, and he will not quit because he thinks I'm watching him.
This dude is like just staring at us like
a death stare.
Like, what are you doing?
I mean, I would too.
Yeah,
watching him eat his wife's face off.
And we try to, Jay looks back at the phone and I think I notice at this point that the guy is staring at us. He probably says something, and we try to pretend like it's not happening.
Yeah, and so the harder we try to stare at the phone, the more it looks like we're staring at them.
We're trying to look like we're just very focused on this phone, but if you're looking at the phone, it looks like we're hardcore staring at this person, and it looks like he's hardcore staring at his back. At this point, I believe his wife is also staring at us.
Yeah, so wife, they're, girlfriend, whatever she is.
They're so. Both giving us this horrid, like, what the heck are you staring at? What are you looking at? And I, me trying to act like we're not doing anything, I reach up and, like, adjust the phone.
So, when Colton does that, it looks like he's videoing
with the phone. I am now looking like I'm videoing while eating a burrito. It looks like dinner in a show.
And now they're both looking at us so hard. And I'm laughing at this point because I don't know what to say. I even thought about getting out and explaining it to him because it was so obvious that it was awkward.
I told him, do not do that. Do not explain to them what we were doing. That would make it so much more, hey, we're not staring at you.
We just noticed that you...
We noticed that you're having a good time.
Well, we want to watch her video right here.
Yeah. This goes on for like a little bit. And I look up and I notice the girl whispers something in the guy's ear.
Yeah.
And the guy laughs. Like, he's like.
Yeah, his stony, mad expression breaks and he starts laughing.
This dude, he laughs. He grabs this woman and slams her to the ground and starts making out with her even harder. Like, I didn't know it can get more intense. This dude ups it two levels and starts eating your face even more.
Yeah, this point is like, I hope Colt's on video.
It's so awkward, and I start laughing so hard I'm crying.
We're both laughing really hard.
Tears are running down my face, and they just don't even care anymore. They're just going at it.
Yeah, and so.
It's so awkward.
So I was like, we're leaving.
Yeah, originally we were supposed to get out of the car right there and walk, but we couldn't do that.
Wait, so this is in midday.
This is in broad daylight.
People are walking around.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
It is. It was one of the most crazy. Awkward and amazing experiences I've had. It was so awkward that it was cool. I wouldn't change it. We laughed about that for... probably 20 minutes after we left. We were crying, laughing. Oh, man.
God. Honey, we'll give him a show.
Yeah. I think that's what she said. She was probably like, let's give him something to record.
I'm glad I wasn't there for that.
This
is going to get rated R in a second. We had to leave.
Hey, they're admirable because they were like totally comfortable.
Yeah, there you go.
It was so awkward. Oh man, I hope that never happens to me.
Well, now you know what to do if it does.
Just stare at them and then go at it.
Yeah. Don't be ashamed.
I wish Clay had been there for that too.
Clay would have jumped out and ran.
And they were probably married, so they didn't care what the heck people thought.
Yeah.
They just thought we were perverts. I hope they realized that we were looking at our phone.
I do too.
I hope they realized that.
Either way, it was Colton that was adjusting the phone, so they're going to think he was videoing them. So, yeah, eat this taco.
Oh man, we left. I think we left after that. We drove around a little bit.
We went up the mountain, found a box turtle, and left.
We did walk a little bit, and then we left. And that's when we went camping at that state park that my mom found. The next day was the day we needed to be in Nashville because your grandparents and Clay were. This is where Clay enters the story.
Yeah.
The story now. Clay, y'all had a bunch of traffic, didn't you?
Yes, at one point we did.
They didn't get there until like, y'all didn't get there until like 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah. We're missing something. We went to Kentucky before then. Didn't we? No, we didn't.
No, that was the next day. The next day, excuse me, Clay got there. We thankfully had a hotel room that their grandparents had gotten for us. So they were in, we met them at the hotel.
Yep.
There's nothing really that happened interesting that night, I don't think.
Yeah, we just, well, no, I remember you saying, wait, y'all got there the same day, didn't you?
Yeah, we all got there the same day.
I remember you saying, I'm so thankful to see a bed.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. I could have done a couple more nights. I could have done a while of hammock sleeping, but it was still so nice to see a bed. I was glad to just have somewhere to lay down. I kind of had, we each had like a almost, well, except Clay. Clay slept in a living room.
Mm.
We each had pretty much our own room.
Yeah, it was really nice.
He had a bedroom. I had one room's hotel, I mean, one room's kitchen and living room, but it had a door to it and no one had to go in there because there was another kitchen and another living room that everybody stayed in.
Yeah, so
the floor plan was kind of like divided up and you could open up doors to...
Yeah, it was two hotel rooms that we opened up a door and put into one. You know,
yeah, there's a door in the middle of the two and you open up.
Yeah, but we all had our own beds, thankfully, because something just powered off. It was that one?
Yeah.
Okay, that didn't matter. We all had our own beds. We pulled out couches that... that had like pull-out beds,
mm-hmm.
and that was great because we didn't have to sleep on couches. We actually had beds.
Yeah, it was decent too.
Yeah, I mean they were surprisingly comfortable. Then that next day is when we went with the Herper group, found some cool stuff, had some interesting experiences that I probably don't think we should talk about.
Yeah,
it wasn't anything bad. It was just like
illegal stuff, kind of.
It wasn't anything illegal either. Well. We didn't do anything illegal.
We didn't do anything.
They did some stuff that were, it was like, yeah, we're not going to talk about it.
and I thought y'all were going to stay out at like a campsite.
We were going to, but then we realized.
It's probably not the best.
No, don't get us wrong. These people were nice.
They were really nice, yeah.
They were.
I'll go ahead and say, like, we met Eric from the guy that does the Lost in the Woods YouTube channel out there in West Tennessee. He had some people that met with him, and they were all cool.
Yeah, they were all cool. They just, their ways of going about things were a little bit different than ours.
Yeah, so, Herpers, what you need to understand is they each have their own little set of ethics.
Yeah.
And, like, here in Georgia, for example, you can get away, don't quote me on this, but you can more or less get away with trespassing on people's land. If it's not posted and it looks abandoned, no one really cares, and if you do it, and someone does end up caring, typically they can't really prosecute you unless there is a sign or a fence or something that says keep out.
Yeah, so if in Georgia, not legal advice, don't follow this, but in Georgia, if there's no trespassing sign and no fence, then you can pretty much walk on people's property until they tell you to leave.
Yeah.
If they tell you to leave, if there's a trespassing sign or if there's a fence, you better not touch that. Yeah. Don't mess with it.
Yeah, you don't want to play around with that.
Yeah, I don't play with fences. That's not...
And that's my thing. If there's a... When I'm going to flip tin around a barn or something, if there's a fence that's, like, waist high and I have to climb over it, that's it. No. If it's, like, a clear fence, don't cross the
mm-hmm.
fence. If there's a sign, don't go in there.
Yeah.
These guys, some of them had a little different idea on that. So I don't know. In Kentucky, I'm pretty sure you can get in trouble just for going on land that you believe isn't public.
Yeah, that's in Kentucky. They don't have to have a sign, from what I understand. You just don't go on people's land.
And this was in Kentucky.
Yeah.
And there was a clear fence.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm staying out. A few of them went in. I was like, I'm staying out. I don't feel like going to jail. And... no sooner they went in, the landowner came out.
Like, y'all know y'all are on private property. And we were like, or they were like, no, sir, we didn't know we were on private property. We knew we were on private property.
Me and Colton were hanging back at the car.
We wouldn't touch that fence with a 10-foot pole.
Because this wasn't just a fence. This was a legit gate people out.
Yeah.
That you would literally have to climb over. There's no way you're stepping over it.
Yeah, so we did not go in there. But nobody got arrested or anything, but they didn't. I wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I don't even think there's anything really to flip in there.
Yeah, there wasn't anything good, I don't think, from what I hear. And, so, we originally were supposed to stay with them, but we decided not to. So, there was a few reasons, but we didn't have a bed back in Nashville, so we drove from Kentucky all the way back to Nashville. And
the weather really deteriorated in Kentucky. that night.
Yeah.
Like, their campsite got kind of destroyed.
That's right. It was like a tornado force winds. I don't know if it was a tornado, but it was really heavy winds.
Yeah.
So,
we're glad we made that decision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a shelter to sleep in.
So, in the middle, so pretty late at night, Jay busts through the door. Like, it's the FBI. It's the FBI. You know, just joking.
You did that?
Yeah, I think so.
And I was like, what in the world? Jay's back.
That was when we got, oh yeah, we got, the door was open when we got back. Y'all, nobody closed the door. Yeah, our hotel room was open.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got back, and the next day, you left, right?
Yeah, I went to meet Alec.
Yeah, he went herping. So the next day, pretty much me and Clay did stuff. We tried to go to... No, wait, that day...
Yeah, Jay was with us that day.
Jay was with us that day.
I was with you that day.
You were with us that day.
We did everything and nothing at all.
Yeah, we went... Our goal was, okay, get Jay's phone fixed.
Yeah, his phone was, just went kaput.
His phone was cracked. Go to an FPV store.
Which was... somewhat closed.
Yeah, and get a lens, I believe. You're going to buy a lens, too, at Best Buy. Well, we went to take the phone to the thing, and we had to go to the Verizon store and then the place we fix it. So we did get that done, but while we were doing it, we were going to go to the FPV store. Well, the FPV store was closed.
We drove for, like, a while.
That was like an hour. That was half an hour there, half an hour back, and it was closed. It was by appointment only. Then we went to Best Buy, didn't get anything. They didn't have anything. Then we went back to pick up the phone, and then we ate. So we spent pretty much all day just driving around to different stores that we thought might be useful or something. I don't know.
Yeah, and didn't really do it. We got my phone fixed. It took all day, but yeah, we...
Mm-hmm.
So we did.
I went to Bass Pro Shop one of these days, too.
Oh, yeah, that was the day me and Jay went to Kentucky.
Yeah, yeah.
How was that?
Yeah, it was good. It was a big Bass Pro Shop. This one wasn't a multi-floor one. It was just one giant, small floor that went up into a mall. Or Dude, went over into the mall.
Okay. Did you see anything that was, like, you wanted to get?
I mean, they in Bass Pro Shop, they have everything.
Everything I wanted to get.
Yeah, everything. I wanted to... Oh. No, but we went and looked at some Bose they had there. My papa's real into Bose. But there wasn't anything specifically I wanted to get in there. Actually, there was a shirt, you know.
There was a shirt?
Yeah, that's the main thing I wanted to get. I was like, I want to get that shirt.
Did you get it?
Nope.
Oh.
But it was a nice Bass Pro Shop. When you walked in, I don't know if they're all like this, but you would go through like one of those spinner gates, you know, they have at the amusement parks, and it just counts, I guess, how many people come in for the day.
Huh.
But you would look, and there was a giant mountain with a painted mural of ducks flying and stuff.
Did they have fish in there?
Yeah, there's a waterfall on that mountain with a mural. There's a waterfall that would go down into a fish tank and there'd be fish in there. It was so beautiful.
Bass Pro Shops are amazing.
Yeah, they are.
Microwave.
This one was called Outdoor World.
What? I don't know microwave what called that. I don't know if there's a microwave in there. You could look. There might be one upstairs. He's gonna go. He's feeding the pup and microwaving the juice. I mean the juice.
Yeah, I suppose. We could tell them about.
That day that only me and you were there.
Yeah, yeah.
So that day we woke up. Our plan was to go into Nashville, like downtown Nashville, whatever it was. It was like the place where they have bars and restaurants and everybody playing music everywhere.
Yeah, they had the honky-tonks.
What the heck is a honky-tonk?
I honestly am not 100% sure, but I think it's basically like a musical bar where they dance.
Oh, stuff. Okay. So we should have went to the bar. I'm 21. I could have got some stuff. Was that in there? We did end up eating at a restaurant. We pretty much just walked around a little while, and saw all the cool musicians and stuff. There was a guy. It looked like a homeless guy with a cardboard sign. And instead of saying, you know, need money, it had a big cardboard sign that said saving for a hooker.
It was so horrible.
I was like, okay, dude, you're gonna get some money with that one.
Yeah, but yeah, we just went around. We had some good barbecue.
Yeah, it was good brisket. That was tasty. Went up there. I don't remember what what country music singer or whatever it was supposed to be representing, or like what it was.
There was Blake Shelton's.
His restaurant.
I think it was his, yeah.
Oh, that was Blake Shelton's?
Well, the old red guy, Old Red. Mm. I think that's Blake Shelton's.
Yeah, but we didn't go in that one.
No,
it was closed.
Yeah, it was closed.
We were going to go in it, but it was shut.
Yeah, and it's just really a whole different world up there in that place. I mean, there's people just on the side of the sidewalk.
They're all trying to make it.
Yeah, they're all trying to make it.
Make it in the big town.
Yep, they were. And I mean, yeah, they're playing the guitar. There was just people with guitars on their backs walking in and out of the bars trying to get a gig.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting. Mm. I mean, it wouldn't be for me, but it was still kind of, it was neat to see.
Yeah. And after that, we did get to go to a guitar store. That was really neat.
That was, yeah. I had actually been there previously, and we went back, and I went back with Colton.
Yeah, because, yeah, you got to go there the first time. The second time I went with you, they had, like, DJ equipment, so I was like, woo, 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 woo. Like, it was fun, and they had lighting, and they had microphones. They actually had these microphones.
Yeah.
They had like a huge assortment of microphones, of audio mixers, of audio recorders, of guitars, electric guitars, yeah. Acoustic, everything.
Yeah, if you're familiar with the, it's called Guitar Center. That's the place we went in. You can just pick up a guitar off the wall and plug it into an amp and play it.
And I got to play a keyboard guitar. It was like a keyboard down here, and it had like a little vibrato. Button up here, and it was really neat.
It was. It looked a little weird, but I mean, it's cool.
I could play the keyboard a little bit, so I could actually attempt to play that. I could play the keyboard a tiny bit and the ukulele a tiny bit. So I played three chords on a ukulele, and I played two chords on a keyboard when I was at that store.
Yeah. One thing I found kind of cool was the acoustics they had in a different section that was enclosed, probably one reason, so that the sound was better and you could hear them better in that room, because it wasn't as open. But also, it said they're trying to keep the humidity down in that room, and I think that might be because acoustic guitars are made out of wood.
They probably sound different when they swell,
yeah.
I would imagine. If you get too much, I wonder if that makes the wood softer and it doesn't bounce around in there enough.
Yeah, I don't know. Or maybe it was they wanted to keep the humidity up. It was something.
Yeah.
Something with the humidity. But
yeah, I think it was to keep the humidity down, if I'm not mistaken. Like, they wanted to keep the humidity level down. And I'm sure there's a good reason. I mean, obviously, things are wood. You don't want them getting humidity because they'll swell. And I'm assuming that affects the sound.
Yeah. I mean, like, with the woods, down to the type of wood you use is very crucial for making a guitar. So different woods have different sounds, kind of. So if they did swell, then probably
would affect the sound.
Yeah.
And they want them sounding at their best if they're gonna sell them.
Yeah.
That was pretty much all. I spent a decent amount of time on DJ stuff, but
yeah,
that was after we got through with that. Did we go home? Oh, was that when we met Jay and went to the Wild Game restaurant?
I think so, yeah.
That was good. Oh, by the way, that's what Jay is doing. He's feeding a puppy.
Ugh. How's that puppy doing?
He's feeding a puppy dog. I don't know if you see it. You probably see it. Anyway, get that camera readjusted.
It's not going well.
It's not going. Okay, but the game restaurant, what did you get? You got elk burgers, right?
Yes.
How did they taste?
It tasted good. I liked them. They're something different. They're kind of like a hamburger slider. They're little sliders, but just something about the taste was different.
Could you tell like if they're you could you describe like the flavor? Because I couldn't. I had an elk burger patty, mm-hmm. and there was something different about it, but I couldn't quite put my finger on it.
That's how it was with me. It was good. I might even. Maybe would have preferred it to hamburgers, but it wasn't, I don't know if it wasn't a big enough difference or what, but it was just something about it.
I'd say the texture was a little bit different too, maybe. But the flavor, the only way I can describe it is like a lighter, less heavy, I don't know. It was like a less heavy flavor, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the only way I can describe it. I can't, but I mean, it was very good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I also had frog legs and Jay got the same thing as me. He had frog legs, gator bites, elk patties, and quiet stomach. And what else was there? There was potato soup of some sort, which I didn't know they liked. I didn't really eat. And then we got mushrooms and potatoes, which were good. But it was very, I liked the experience. The inside was so cool. They had elk hanging on the wall. They had a moose hanging on the wall. They had foxes everywhere. They had a fish pond inside with huge catfish.
Yeah, yeah.
It was amazing in there. Service was decent. Nothing that stands out in particular. And
one thing that stands out, the guy that was serving us had a very nice Woody tattoo.
Oh yeah, his tattoo was like Woody from Toy Story. He had like a Disney mask on. He had tattoos of Woody, and he had tattoos of different Disney characters.
Yeah, which I thought was cool.
Yeah, I was like, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, they I think you're the one that pointed them out. They're really well done.
Yeah, they were. They looked basically perfect to me from what I could see. I didn't like, hey dude, can I see your tattoos?
Yeah.
I feel like that's weird, but you know.
I know some people are iffy about tattoos. That's a whole different subject though.
Yeah. Oh well, it's his body. Yeah. Put tattoos on if he wants to.
Yeah.
Oh, when Jay gets back, we do got to tell the story of the other Waffle House guy.
Yeah, I was there for that one.
Yeah, you were actually there for that Waffle House guy. Why were there so many weird Waffle House guys? Oh, gosh.
Bless you. Sorry. He was, I'll just save it till Jay gets back over here.
Yeah. Do we do anything else without Jay that is while he's not here?
I did. That day that, I think before we went to Nashville, or maybe it was afterwards, I did some tricking around just the grass area.
Mm.
Also, here's a quick side thing. I'm a grass connoisseur.
Yeah.
When it comes to tricking, if you don't know what tricking is, it's similar to gymnastics, but it has more of a martial arts aspect in it. I like to pick good soft grass, but not too soft, or you will sink in it. Everywhere I go that trick, I'm like, I rate this grass. One way I do it is I just jump up on the air and fall on my side. And if it hurts, then
it's a bad rating.
Yeah, it's a bad rating. It's like, ah.
And if you mush into the ground, then it's a bad rating.
Yeah, it's like, no, way too soft. But this was good grass. This was
perfect grass.
I wouldn't say it's perfect. I'd say 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10 grass. What would a 10 out of 10 grass be for you?
A 10 out of 10 grass. My granny almost has 10 out of 10 grass. It would be something that, like, you know in a football field how the grass is, it's hard,
mm-hmm.
but it's also kind of soft in a way, but it has a hard thing under it. Maybe football field grass, but the grass on top of it is a little bit more thick, so it's a little bit more
thick.
Yeah, more thicker thick grass. So a hard ground, because the harder the ground is, the less you sink and kind of easier it is to push off.
Okay, so you have to, we're going on a grass tangent. So with grass, it has to be firm enough so you can jump, but soft enough that it doesn't hurt?
Yeah, basically.
I got you. What if there was a grass that was super hard, and then you jump up and you press a button in midair and it turns to soft?
That would be wonderful.
It wouldn't be grass, I can tell you that.
Yeah, someone invent that.
Yeah. Well, while we're waiting on Jay, I guess I'll check to see if the GoPro is still recording.
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah, it's still recording. We got 2% battery on that one, so that one's going to die. That one's probably going to die. We're probably about to go to audio only.
That's okay, though.
Yeah. You almost done with that puppy over there?
I'm trying to.
He's shoving his tube down his throat. You want to look at
it? It's more difficult than it has been in the past.
What time is it, by the way? I got to.
I don't want this woman to die. Hey, I don't want her to die, guys.
You can't die.
Quit. Just take the tube down your throat.
Well, guys, we should probably, since we only have 2% battery left,
we can end it and then we can talk about the other one in a different way.
We can do part two in the next one, because it looks like he's doing a dog.
Yeah, this is an hour long, too.
Yeah, it's already an hour long, so we should probably end it off here. Thank you guys for watching. We will link to the next one at the end of this video. And we'll probably tell a little bit more about what happened on the trip. So
we'll talk at you later.
Have a good day, you guys. And we'll see you on the next one. Well, that won't do it. Oh, well. Yeah.